He will keep performing miracles, and everyone will believe. No, they won't. This group will not. It's a fact everyone will not believe because this group will not believe. Much less not even to mention that everyone else is not going to. And then they'll follow him. Well, not everyone that believes in him follows him either. Then a revolution will rise up. Note the progress of thought. They're just taking it on a thought. If he goes on, he's going to continue performing miracles. Everyone's going to believe. Everyone will then follow him. And then you're going to have a revolution. Will rise up. No understanding of how all of these things work together, but this it's going to end up in a revolution. And then Rome will come in and remove us all. Fear. I have virtually decided I'm not going to listen to any more politics up to election. I've heard enough. But a great deal, and I mean from both sides, is fear. From both sides. It's hard to listen to any political concerning the international world or even our own society without it being fear. Vote for me. Vote for me, and if you don't, boy, you better be in fear. You better be in fear, therefore vote for me. Control by fear. This is the way a lot of people control life. Fear of lawsuits. Fear of somebody getting revenge on you. Fear of this happening. Fear of that happening. The dominance of fear rings through here. Now I want you to note the two verbs that Rome will do. Rome will come and take away. Two different verbs here. The verb to take away is the same Greek word we had with the roll back the stone. Take away the stone. Now, here is the issue. What are they going to take away? They're going to take away their place. That is the place of the Sanhedrin members. It will take away, Rome will come in and take away their wealth, their power, because remember, and I've given you a history of all of this, Rome has already decided who's going to be high priest. Rome has already decided who's going to be in control. They are fearful, and they know that Rome will come in and do that. They're able to pass laws. They're able to pass taxes, do all of these things. Rome can come in and take it all away. Rome will come and take away both our place and our nation. Let's note a few things so I can get through this part quickly. One, these Jews do not understand what Jesus Christ is about. They do not understand what he's about. They do not understand Scripture. And the question comes, do you and I understand what he's about? Do you and I understand the part that he desires to play as far as our life is concerned? They do not care about Scripture. They do not care about what God is doing. They do not understand the spiritual warfare. They're walking by sight, and that's all that they think about. Point two, they are afraid that Rome will assume that all these events in Judah were political and interpret them as a revolt against Rome. This is very important for us to remember